This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Finance ministers from the world's 20 top economies meet in the Chinese city of Chengdu this weekend. One of them in particular will find himself in the hot seat. Britain's new finance chief, Philip Hammond, will likely face a grilling from his G20 counterparts on how he expects his country to extricate itself from the European Union. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Hammond faces a barrage of questions. When will Britain begin exiting the EU? Will it be a clean break or only a partial departure? Trouble is, says Bob McKee of Independent Strategy, Hammond and his government don't yet have the answers.
I don't think he's going to be able to offer much clarity to the rest of the G20 ministers there, and it could be very uncertain for several years ahead.
There's uncertainty about the damage Brexit could do. Nariman Baravesh of IHS Markets says it could cut global growth by almost a half of 1%. And there's a deeper worry.
Is this the beginning of a wave of anti-globalization? And I think the G20 are legitimately concerned about that as an issue.
Brexit is only one of many items on the G20 agenda, no doubt, of Philip Hammond's relief. And after the failed coup and then government crackdown, Turkey's finance minister will also have some explaining to do. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.